Good morning, 7:43 here on the Mighty 690. We have 43 degrees in Coffeyville at the moment. And hey, it is Tuesday, January 3rd, and that means back to school. So with us, we have Luke Clare, Roosevelt Middle School principal. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you in. So it is, right? The kids are all back in school, right? It's started this morning?
Yep. Today's our first day back for the second semester with our kids. I know our teachers and staff are really excited. I already saw some kids this morning. They seem really pumped up, ready to go. It's always nice to get a little break, but it's pretty gratifying as a principal to see kids excited to come back. I'm really proud of what we do at Roosevelt. Our kids enjoy coming to school every day, and it's just nice to see those kids back in the building today.
No, that's just fantastic. You know, they've had several weeks off, so chomping at the bit to get back and start all their new classes and everything. And I think it's just wonderful. You know, that time of year, it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, the spring semester is it's a pretty hectic time of the year, lots of activities. Of course, later on in the semester, we'll have state assessments coming up, which is pretty big for students and the staff. We're getting ready to start our boys' basketball season. They're playing at home at 4 o'clock on Thursday against Parsons. One of the things we're really excited about is our athletic director, Amanda Raines, has reached out to some of our community businesses, and they're sponsoring our student sections. So kids that wear school colors or participate in our spirit days, those businesses cover the price of admission for our students to get in free to those games. For our first four home basketball games this year, Acme Foundry has stepped up to sponsor that. And it's a great way for us to partner with some of the great businesses here in Coffeyville, but it's great to allow our kids to be involved in the ones that aren't just playing, but be there and support their classmates out on the court. So we're really excited about that.
No, that's just wonderful. And of course, like you said, we do have winter sports that some of the, you know, basketball kind of already started for some, but you know, those getting cranked up. I'm sure there's probably wrestling. What about, is there Scholars Bowl? Do you guys do that at all?
No, you know, right now, you know, when middle school, and it's primarily because of gym space and things like that, our girls do their season before Christmas, and our boys do it afterwards.
Gotcha.
Wrestling for middle school is a really short season. It starts about the third week of October, and it wraps up before Thanksgiving. You know, I was filling out our kind of upcoming events for our announcements we send out every week to the parents, and you know, into February we'll be starting spring sports, track, golf, things like that. So you know, the end of school will be here before we know
right.
It so,
oh yeah,
it's just a real exciting time of the year for us.
Anything going on academically, any sort of changes or anything kind of even keel, anything sticks out to you?
Well, you know, we underwent some pretty significant renovations. It's been great. We have a new gym for Roosevelt that has helped out a bunch in terms of practice time and things like that. Our kids no longer have to go over to community elementary school to practice anymore. We can stay right there on campus and practice. The high school will be utilizing our gym tonight for their JV and freshman games when the high school basketball teams hosting Independence tonight. So instead of those families having to split time between Field Kinley and CE, it'll be right there at the high school and middle school campuses. So those are really good things. Another thing that we're been a real positive change for our school was relocating the main entrance and the main office to the buildings now down on the first floor, right off of Cherokee Street. Parents can park right out front, come right in. It's much more convenient. It's a lot safer for our students and staff. So we were very pleased with the board and the community supporting these construction projects because they've really enhanced what we do there.
No, that's excellent. And for folks who maybe are, you know, new to the area like me, about how many students do you have at Roosevelt right now?
We're a small school. We have about 240 kids. We have about 25 staff members there. I feel really blessed. I really believe that we got the best teachers in the state working with our kids here in Coffeyville. I just feel very fortunate every day when I come to work because we got great kids. We got great families, and the community is very supportive, and our staff is just great.
Well, and my hat's off to anyone who wants to be a middle school, junior high teacher. I mean, there's a group of special people who, you know, want to teach those kids. Because, I mean, we were all middle school students at one point. So, you know, like you say, great kids. But, you know, it's a time of transition for sure. So, you know, hats off, like I said, to all those folks. And do you have, let's see, probably have a few in-service days coming up, I would imagine, on the calendar?
We'll be out of school on the 16th in observance of Martin Luther King Day. Then we'll have some in-service coming up in February. One of the big focus, we've been developing our professional learning communities, getting teachers more time to collaborate and work on just how they can better support and help students and raise achievement here in Coffeyville.
Now, are you doing any remote learning at all, or is it all right in person? Do you have those options to go remote if you had to for some reason?
No, not really. Okay. I think, if anything, what the pandemic showed is just how valuable it is to have students in the classroom with a teacher face-to-face. There's really no substitute for that. And, we do have, at the secondary level, we do have a virtual school, but virtual school is not for everybody. In some circumstances, it works out well for some kids, but by and large, being in the classroom, having that day-to-day contact with the teacher is the best way that kids learn.
Sure, and you know, there's some kids, they're going to take it real seriously, but there's other kids who, you know, they can have a lot of distractions at home, maybe their internet isn't great, and you know, it's just, I think it probably really varies by the student. So, and I think that's something that we kind of found out during 2020 and 2021 and everything.
Yeah, and they're just... You know, the things we do here at Coffeyville Public Schools, it really helps support the whole student, not just academically,
sure,
but socially, emotionally. We're helping kids develop lifelong skills that are going to make them successful as adults. So there's just, in my opinion, there's no substitute for being in the classroom and being at school every day.
Well, and speaking of the whole student, I know Dr. Corral has been talking about an effort to, you know, work on the school lunches and everything. Has that carried over to the middle school and try to, you know, bring those up and have them, you know, obviously always shoot for good quality, I'm sure.
Well, I've been in a few different districts, and I can say this without a doubt, this is the best school lunch you'll get anywhere. Our kids at the secondary level are very fortunate because not only do they have the choice of like the main entree every day, but we have, they get choices. There's salads, there's grab and goes, there's pizza, there's a hamburger bar. So there's something for every kid. They're high quality. It's just our kids and our staff are really blessed with the work that our ladies over in the NATO Cafe do. They do a great job of you know, providing really quality meals for our kids.
Well, that's great. And I'm going to be going to the school at some point here in the new year with Matt, and we're going to kind of do a tour around and stuff. But do you share some resources with the high school just being right next to each other?
Oh, yeah. We have a great partnership. You know, I worked over at the high school for 4 years with Mr. Stalford's assistant principal over there. It gives our kids more opportunities because we actually share some staff. We have about 6 teachers that teach some classes at the middle school and the high school. We're able to offer some more elective options for our kids because of that. We share our facilities. It's just, you know, we do a good job of maximizing our resources and providing opportunities for our kids, and we got a great partnership with the high school.
Well, sounds like we're going to have a great semester ahead, and I look forward to you know, having the students in whenever they we hear them talk about all the goings on. It's just always great. So I'm looking forward to hearing good things coming out of Roosevelt this semester.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Clare, always it's a pleasure to have you on. Good to meet you and everything. And if folks do, they want to keep track of announcements and everything, I'm sure the parents know where to go, but you got the website there. I'm assuming a good way to keep in touch.
Yeah, the district website, and of course, within the district website, there's a Roosevelt page. We also, on Facebook, the RMS Facebook page, we post our weekly announcements, information about our sports teams, things like that. So, you know, just follow us on Facebook, and that's a good way to keep in the loop on what's going on at RMS.
Okay. All right. Well, Luke Clare, thank you so much, RMS principal, and hopefully we'll have you on real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And coming up, we do have, of course, Fox News local news here in the 8 o'clock hour. And then we will start open line right around 8:30. Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber will be coming in at 10:10 here on the Mighty 690, 43 degrees right now in Coffeyville as we head towards 8 o'clock.